Okay, that is some austerity that you perform for Krishna's pleasure. When you perform austerity, then Krishna becomes pleased and we derive spiritual benefit. And what is the spiritual benefit? Spiritual benefit is we make advancement. That is, we become more attracted to Krishna. I am very happy that you all came, and I hope you'll be enjoying your stay here. Are you enjoying your stay here?
Yes.
Okay. So, Janmashtami is a very special day for us. Today is the day when Krishna appeared. Although Krishna is Aja, Krishna is unborn, but still Krishna appears. Sometimes he appears directly from Vaikuntha, and sometimes he takes birth as a human being. Like his Krishna pastimes is like human pastime. He took birth. Does Krishna need to take birth? Then why does Krishna take birth? Because some devotees want to have Krishna as his or her child. Whatever a devotee wants, Krishna fulfills his devotee's desire. If a devotee wants Krishna as his son, then Krishna says, okay, I'll become your son. If a devotee wants Krishna to be his friend, Krishna says, okay, I'll become your friend. And sometimes Krishna even becomes his devotee's servant. Like with Arjun, to be his chariot driver means a servant, chauffeur. You have a driver. A driver drives the car, right? Now, what is the role of, what is the position of the driver? Driver is like a servant. So now, chariot is like a car, and the chariot driver is like a servant. So Krishna became Arjuna's servant. Not that the devotee wants Krishna to become his servant, but Krishna wants to do that. That is the reciprocation. When Krishna sees that a devotee is doing so much for him, then Krishna begins to wonder what he would do for his devotee. And in this way Krishna responds. So this is how wonderful the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. Can you expect a very rich man to become your servant? Can you expect that the Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh will become your servant? Can you expect that? Can you expect the Prime Minister of India becomes your servant? Because they're so big that you can't expect them to become your servant. Now, Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the supreme creator, he is the supreme proprietor, he is the supreme maintainer. Now can you imagine how impossible it is that Krishna becomes your servant? But Krishna becomes. That's how Krishna reciprocates. So that is Krishna's unique character. Although he is the supreme, but he doesn't mind to do something for his devotee, no matter how menial it is. Like, you know, the Krishna's dealing with Sudama Vipra. Sudama and Krishna were friends. Then, after their education, Krishna went back to Mathura and he was the prince there, and then from Mathura he went to Dwarka. And Sudama was a Brahmin. So Brahmins are generally poor people. Brahmins are not, those days the Brahmins did not indulge in wealth usually. They did not make any effort to acquire wealth. So Sudama was leading a very humble life. Then one day his wife told him, "Why don't you go to Krishna? He is the king. He is the prince. You talk so much about him. If you go, and maybe you can get some wealth from him." Because women generally want some material facilities. So Sudama went to meet Krishna. Not that Sudama wanted to ask for wealth from Krishna, but he thought it's such a wonderful opportunity to go and meet Krishna. So he took advantage of this opportunity and he went to Dwarka. When he went to Dwarka, he saw Krishna's opulence. It was unimaginable. But when he met Krishna, what did Krishna do? Krishna made him sit on the throne and he washed his feet. Krishna washed his feet. So this is how Krishna reciprocates with his devotees. That is why the most important business in life is to become a devotee of Krishna. Devotee of Krishna means to develop love for Krishna. You develop your love for Krishna. Now, is it difficult to develop love? Don't we love somebody? Don't we want to love somebody? Like, say, for example, how do you feel towards your father? How many of you feel love for your father? How many of you feel love for your mother? How many of you feel love for your friend? How many of you have a pet? Does any of you have a dog at home? How many of you have a dog at home? How do you feel about your dog? Don't you feel love for the dog? It's a dog. How many of you have a cat at home? No one. How many of you have cow at home? Do you feel any love for the cow? So it is natural that we feel love for someone who is close to us. Now tell me, will it be difficult to develop love for Krishna? Is it difficult to love somebody? No. So will it be difficult to love Krishna? Sorry. How many of you think that it will be easy to love Krishna? Now, to love, what is the criteria? Like, say, for example, let's just take the case of a friend. There was a time when you got to know him. Did you feel love for him before you knew him? Did you? Think of your friend. Yeah, all of you, think of... How many of you have a friend? At least one friend. Okay. So you think of your friend. Did you always feel that way about him? No. First you met him. Right? And when you met him, then what happened? You got to know each other. And then you started to have dealings with each other. Did the friendship develop right at the first meeting? So, it needed some time to get to know each other. And when you got to know each other, then you started to feel some attraction for him. And that attraction led to this friendship. And now that you have your friendship with him, how do you feel about him? Does it happen that if you don't see him one day, you feel very depressed, or you feel that something went wrong, something was missing? Didn't it happen? How many of you meet your friend every day? You meet your friend every day. How many of you meet your friend at least once a week? And if you don't see him, how do you feel? So the point is, when you develop our relationship, then we want to be with him. The desire to be with him is love. Isn't it? What is love? Love is the desire to be with that person. To become close to. So in this way, we develop our relationship. Now, with most of us, did we feel the love for Krishna always? Or it developed at some point? Like, how many of you developed your love for Krishna after you got to know him? Please raise your hand. Like, first you had to get to know him. How did you get to know Krishna? Or did you fall in love with Krishna just like that? How many of you just haven't just you had your love for Krishna all along? Okay. How many of you developed your love for Krishna after you got to know him? Okay. And so how did you get to know him? How many of you got to know him by hearing about him from somebody? And how many of you got to know Krishna by reading Prabhupada's books? Okay. And so this is how there are different ways that we become attracted to Krishna. Isn't it? Like, by hearing about Krishna or reading about Krishna. Especially reading is very important. Because when you hear about Krishna, we may not recognize, we may not register it so deeply. But when we read, the descriptions of Krishna is so vivid that we can relate to that description, and we can appreciate Krishna's qualities. Therefore, please read Prabhupada's books. You'll notice the more you read, the more you'll develop your attachment to Krishna. It is also important to read various books like Mahabharata. We read Bhagavad Gita, but Bhagavad Gita is a part of Mahabharata. And Bhagavad Gita is very concise and philosophical. But when you read Mahabharata, you'll notice Krishna's dealings with the devotees and what the character, the qualities of a devotee is. The Pandavas, they are so great. Why they are so great? Because they are devotees of Krishna. How many of you read Mahabharata here? So, how many of you know about Mahabharata? Okay. How many of you know the basic story of Mahabharata? Now in Mahabharata there are two sets of people. The Kauravas and the Pandavas. Kauravas are... How many of you want to be like Kauravas? How many of you want to be like Duryodhana? No one. But how many of you like to be like Arjuna? How many of you wanted to be like Arjuna? Why you want to become like Arjuna? Because Arjuna is good. Why you don't want to become like Duryodhana? Because Duryodhana was bad. So you want to become good. Don't you? Isn't it natural that you want to become good? And the ultimate goodness of Arjuna is he's a devotee of Krishna. Same thing with Yudhishthira Maharaj, Bhim, Nakul and Sahadev. And also Draupadi, Subhadra. Although Subhadra hasn't been so much described in Mahabharata, but Draupadi has been very distinctly described. And in Draupadi, what do you find? Draupadi also is such a great devotee of Krishna. Draupadi was very dear to Krishna because Draupadi was the wife of the Pandavas. And that is how Krishna, Draupadi became so attached to Krishna. And whenever she had any difficulty, she would look for Krishna. She would appeal to Krishna. Like you know, when Dushasan was trying to disrobe Draupadi, then what did Draupadi do? Draupadi depended upon Krishna. And although she was just wearing one piece of cloth, and Dushasan was trying to pull that cloth off her body, to strip her naked in front of everybody, then what did Draupadi do? Draupadi prayed to Krishna. And Krishna immediately came. Although no one could see him, but he came. And he started to supply unlimited saris to Draupadi. Dushasan was pulling, but he could not end. Eventually he became tired. He became tired of pulling saris. There was a mountain of sadhi. So this is how Krishna protects his devotee. Now, is it just a story? Is Mahabharata just a story? How many of you think that Mahabharata is just a story or a fairy tale? Or how many of you think that Mahabharata is a fact, reality? Yes. Mahabharata is history. When you, in history, you read about great personalities. In history, you read about King Ashok, right? Is it a story or a real? In history, you read about Akbar. In history, you read about Shah Jahan. In history, you read about Chandragupta. Is Chandragupta read in history course? Also, he is there in history course. Chandragupta and Vikramaditya, also in history. So these are, although long time ago, but they were real persons. Like for example, Vikramaditya was from this place, Ujjain. It was his capital. If we came a few thousand years ago, we would be able to see Vikramaditya. We would be able to see Kalidas. We'll be able to see all these great personalities. They were real. Similarly, if we could go back 5,000 years back, then we could see the Pandavas. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Now, although we are not able to see them, but at least we can read about their glorious activities. And by reading about their glorious activities, we get to know our heritage. This is our past, isn't it? Mahabharata is actually our heritage. And when we read Mahabharata and appreciate Mahabharata, we become aware of our glorious past. They are all our ancestors. Pandavas are ancestors. Don't we feel proud to have such illustrious ancestors? So that is, and then what is the greatness of the Pandavas? They're devotees of Krishna. Pandavas also did not meet Krishna right after their birth. Pandavas had to wait for some time before they could meet Krishna. But as soon as they met Krishna, their attraction became very strong. Especially Arjuna and Krishna, because they were of the same age. Bhima and Yudhishthira Maharaj were older than Krishna. And Nakul and Sahadeva were younger than Krishna. Arjuna and Krishna were of the same age. And friendship develops with the people of the same age. Like, don't you see that your cousin, you may have many cousins, but the one who is of your same age, you are more close to, more intimate with him. So that is what happened between Arjuna and Krishna. They immediately became very dear friends. Now, of course, Arjuna could develop his friendship with Krishna through some family relationship. But you can also develop relationship with Krishna, although you may not have a family relationship. This freedom to develop relationship with Krishna is available to everyone. But we don't jump straight to friendship. Where we start from? We start from servitorship. First, we want, on our part, we want to become a servant of Krishna. Like when you think of, say, the Prime Minister of India, do you think of him as your friend? You think of him as the prime minister, a very big person. But if someday the prime minister of India tells you that he wants to be your friend, then you can become his friend. So similarly, we start off with servitorship. And then if Krishna wants to become our friend, Krishna wants to give us friendship, then yes, that is possible. But Krishna himself also is saying that he is the dearmost friend of every living.